We can probably all identify times in our lives when prayers were answered, and probably many more when we think that our prayers weren't answered. Well, I am living proof of the power of prayer. I receive so many cards and emails and comments from so many people who assured me that they were and still are praying for me throughout my recent health issues. And I have no doubt that I am here this morning because of your prayers. And they were your prayers that have brought me to this point, because there were at least 5 or 6 days, at least, when I was not able to pray, because I was totally sedated and I have no idea what went on during those days. And many more when I could not muster up the energy to pray. And so I will be eternally grateful for all of your prayers and concerns. But I wonder how many people take prayer seriously. When there is something that you want, do you stop and pray to God? There are some who set aside a regular time each day for prayer. But many more probably just whisper a little prayer now and then. Of course, in our secular society, there are those who do not believe in prayer at all. There are even many Catholics who regularly ignore the most perfect prayer of all, Sunday Mass. When a friend is having an operation, or is traveling, or experiencing the death of someone they love, how often do we say, "I'll be thinking of you," instead of, "I'll be praying for you"? What good does it do to think of them? Isn't prayer much better? I have a close friend who had been looking for a new job for a year. I prayed every day for this past year for that specific intention. He applied at various places and even interviewed at a few. But he kept running into roadblocks all along. They either wouldn't call him back, or they filled the position with someone else. And as frustrating as that was, especially for him, I kept praying, in a sense, starting over each and every time one of those roadblocks happened. And then just a couple of weeks ago, he texted me in all capital letters, "The Lord has answered our prayers." You could sense his happiness shine through all of those capital letters. Persistence. It pays off. It's interesting to note that Jesus doesn't promise that we're going to get the very thing that we ask for. He says that if we ask, we will receive. But he doesn't happen to mention what we will receive. But if we don't ask at all, we are less likely to receive anything. And if we fail to knock, doors of any sort are less likely to open. In prayer, we place ourselves under the care of a God who loves us, who cares for us. He knows better than we do what is best for us. And so we must learn to trust. If a sick person could heal himself, then he would be the doctor, not the patient. The patient's job is to want to get well. It is the doctor's job to figure out how to get him well. In the same way, the Lord's Prayer requires that we trust God enough to tell him what we want over and over and over again. Our job is to continually ask. God's job is to figure out what to give us that will really fill us and heal us. So we might not get what we ask for, but as long as we keep asking, the Lord promises that we will receive. And we know that He gives only goodness. Today's gospel passage follows immediately after last Sunday's story about Mary and Martha. Remember that Jesus had stopped by his friend's house. Mary kept him company by visiting with him while Martha fixed supper for him. Both had a role to play, and both were important in welcoming Jesus. Prayer has a part in both of those roles as well. Prayer starts with simply being in the presence of Jesus, in a sense, killing time with him. But it ends in apostolic action, in living our faith in service to others. Without prayer, action is impossible. And action without prayer is merely spinning our wheels. Prayer enables us to know God and His plan for us. It allows us to enter into a special kind of relationship with Him. That's why prayer was important to Jesus. And that's why prayer is important to us each and every day.